Europeans have just finished commemorating their 71st VE Day. Victory in Europe Day marked the official end there of World War II. What you might not know is that it was also a significant day for many enemy soldiers here in Wisconsin. The state, including Milwaukee, held thousands of prisoners of war. WUWM's Bonnie Petrie takes us back in time.
That's the sound of fighting in North Africa during World War II from a film produced by the U.S. Army Signal Corps in 1942.
Enemy prisoners are brought in under guard. Note the two guards following in the rear.
Many of these prisoners were German fighters.
The invincible Nazi on the left side of the screen carries the white flag of surrender.
And now that the Allies had caught them, they needed someplace to keep them. Milwaukee County Historical Society assistant archivist Steve Schaffer says they considered building prison camps in North Africa, but that would have required time and land. Plus, the U.S. military couldn't spare the personnel to guard them.
So it was decided that it'd be easier to house them in the United States. There would be no attempted escapes. There would be no attempted acts of sabotage against the prisoners by the Axis forces. And there was a steady stream of transportation across the Atlantic. So American troop ships would go across. And on the return trip with wounded and equipment, they would transport the prisoners.
From 1942 through 1945, more than 400,000 Axis prisoners were shipped to the U.S. and kept in camps across the country. In Wisconsin, there were 36 prison camps. And in Milwaukee, 3,000 Axis prisoners lived at Camp Billy Mitchell, where Mitchell Airport now stands. But Schaffer says these weren't the Nazi faithful described in the Signal Corps film.
They were conscripts. They were regular Joes, as they would have said back then. Machinists, bakers, an artist, some teachers, just regular guys who found themselves captured.
When the prisoners arrived in Wisconsin, the government put them to work.
A good number of the German prisoners in Wisconsin did agricultural work, seasonal work, because, of course, most of the young men were overseas or in other more important war industries.
A Milwaukee Journal article from November 1945 says they helped bring in the sugar beet and potato crops. Prisoners at Camp Billy Mitchell also assembled test batteries. Because of the predominance of German culture in Wisconsin, they fit in well and were considered good workers. And Schaffer says the military was right. Few prisoners tried to escape. Well, Mitchell, too, did. But they didn't escape to make war. They escaped to have fun.
As one of them said, to try some Milwaukee beer. And Milwaukee was very familiar to them because they would run into people who could speak German.
They were quickly arrested on Mitchell Street after enjoying some of that beer. They were sent back to camp, and soon all the prisoners were sent back to Europe.
So the camp began winding down after May of 45. By April of 46, it was closed. The prisoners were, you know, slowly filtered back to England and France, not Germany. And the last ones left here in April.
And some liked Wisconsin so much, they asked to come back. They asked the people who'd employed them while they were here to sponsor them. And we know some, though it's impossible to know how many, did. Bonnie Petrie, 89.7 WUWM.